Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I am your host, Raji Love. Yes, I am. And I am joined this morning by my lovely co-host. This is starting off with Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Roger.
How are you, honey?
I am wonderful, Roger.
Oh, all righty then, and drunk and stuff, girl. Get your coffee on. And Miss Mahogany, wake up, whore. Girl, this is where you just pull out the doggone knife and just start cutting people right there.
Good morning, Roger Love.
Wake up, B. Wake up, girl. God,
good morning,
y'all. We can see.
Okay, and here.
Okay, you're here, but bless
you
y'all
see
hearts
here.
And stuff.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, let us go on and try to get this day started on the right foot, honey, even though we just kind of stumbled a little bit there. You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, child. But, yes, we got some birthday wishes to be given out this morning, and I know I got some good ones going on, child, yes. So, let me start off by saying that today, which is May 22nd, 2016, is the birthday of my cousin, Miss Amy Weber. Bless her heart. Yes, ma'am. She ain't putting it on there. Yes, she did. It's 49. Girl. It amazes me when I see how old some of my cousins are, child, because it's like I would have never pegged her to be that old. But, you know, I just knew she was older than I am. But bless your heart. But you look good, girl. Okay, I would have never guessed you was that old, child. But you know what? Since you put it out there and you're saying you're 49 years old, I'm going to believe you because I know you're older than me. But you look younger. Bless your heart. So happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And also she shares her birthday today with my good friend, Miss Police Officer Karen Carr. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She's doing her birthday celebration today, and I'm sure she's probably out of town somewhere because everything she tries to celebrate, child, is always in some other city, child, most of the time. But if she's not, then I know she's going to be turning up somewhere. You know, she's probably been turned up this whole weekend, bless her heart. Girl, but yes, with your type of job, you deserve it. You do deserve it. Coming up on Wednesday, May the 25th, my good Facebook friend, Mr. Edward H. James, bless his heart. Now, he doesn't say how old he's turning, but you know what? Happy birthday to you anyway. And I'm glad, you know, sometimes it makes me smile when people just don't put their age on there because, you know, still show that they have a little bit of class, you know, just a little bit of class left up in this world. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not even birthday actually shows how old I am. I ain't too proud. I mean, you know, I am how old I am, child, huh? And I don't mind. Who knows it? But, you know, some people just be like, well, you know what? My mama taught me better than that. Okay. And also, coming up on May 26th, this Thursday, my sister-in-law, Ms. Shatwan Sweet Love Smith, bless her heart. Yes, ma'am. And I know she's turning, lordy, lordy, she's turning 40, girl. Bless your heart. Yes, I know. I know. I was there just not too long ago, girl. And then still there. Yes, I am. Bless your heart. But I know. I hope you have yourself a blessed and lovely day. And rounding up the birthday wishes for this week. Yes, yes, yes. My good girlfriend, child. Yes, yes, yes. Mahogany, I know she's one of your friends, too. Sorry, but, you know, she was one of my friends first. So,
She's on my list.
Yes. Her birthday is coming up May the 28th on Saturday. Bless her heart.
Really?
Actually, but this is her stepson. Yeah, sorry. Wrong Sean. Yes.
We're not friends. Okay.
I always get confused. I do. I'm like, okay, sorry. When I see the name, the difference in the name is E. Yes.
Yeah, because we're not friends. Because I'm like, I only got one.
Yet, Sean, but Mr. Drayton does not have the E. Bless his heart. Sorry, dude. But, yes, his birthday is coming up on the 28th. Yes, it's just so confusing when you see the same name but not quite the same name. Mm-hmm. But that's my birthday wishes for the week. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday, y'all.
All right. Now, Miss Kiki, girl, I know you got you some good wishes to give out, honey. So you go on and let have it, honey.
Yes, to my sister from another mother and father, Miss Lanelda Scott. Her birthday is May 24th. Happy birthday, Nelda.
Yeah.
Next is Dell Whitkin. His birthday is May 25th. He turns 28 years old. Happy birthday, Dell. And on, wait a minute, that's it for the week, huh? Yeah, because next week we start on Sunday. So that's it for the week.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, that's some two good ones. All right, you know. All right. And Lanelda Scott sounds so familiar. I'm taking it she went to John Eyre, didn't she?
She is a patriot. Yes, she is.
All right, because I've heard that name before. I have heard it before. So all right now. Okay, now, Miss Mahogany, do you have any birthday wishes that you would like to give for this week, auntie?
Yep, for the roundup of May, I have one. Chad Campbell, Lordy, Lordy, Chad is turning 40.
What?
Oh, Lord, Chad is turning 40. He is a 40 member.
Oh, my God. He's finally joined the crew.
He joined the club of 40. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
Chad, now how is that he's just turning 40? I thought Chad was older than me, I guess. But, you know, hey, he's a 6 or 2 then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so
then. Well, bless your heart. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That's it. That's all I got for May.
All righty then. Yes, indeed, Chad. Okay. So we got some good birthday wishes going on and junk and stuff. A couple of surprises there because I'm like, yeah, I got this one that Chad was older than I am. But if he wasn't, Chad, he look it.
he look it, you know.
Bless his heart.
You know what he'd say if he was here. Fuck y'all, bitch.
I know. That's why I'm saying that now, because he ain't here, okay? Because he ain't here to say all of that. But yeah, so. Heart, though. Bless his heart. All righty then, yes. Let us talk, child. Now, y'all know, you know, some stuff done came to my attention, child, this past couple of days, and it's like, okay. I know some of y'all may be like, oh, Lord, here we go with this kind of stuff again. But yeah, I got to talk about it because it's like when it happens, child, you know me, it has to come out. Otherwise, it's going to bother me more so, child. So I'm like, yeah, let me talk about this. Now, y'all know when it comes to words, sometimes they can hit a button, child. And some words just hit a button because I think when people say it, even though I'm not sure what their knowledge of the history of some things is, but some things to me should just be common knowledge, especially if you know that it came from your people. You know what I'm saying? And this certain word that was said recently, child, is one of those button-pushing words where it didn't set me off, but when I hear it, it kind of puts me in the mind frame of what kind of person you might be to use that word or that phrase. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the word of the day is grandfathered. Now, in case y'all did not hear me correctly, it's not just grandfather. No. It's grandfathered. Term that's used. Now, let me explain it to those of y'all who may just not know, or to those of y'all who just don't want to know it or just claim to not know what it means. Grandfathered, in today's terminology, generally for some people, I'm going to just say it like that, refers to when a certain situation happens, it's because you were automatically included in something because it was something that was already in pre-existence from your family. So it automatically includes you. You've been grandfathered in, is what they claim.
Mm-hmm.
But the term itself, itself originated from a slave terminology because it was something that they did with slaves. If you were the slave owner of the grandfather of any generations that they produced, then those productions automatically become your property.
Mm.
And that's where that term comes into play. And, of course, in this day and age, the only time I hear that term, generally, should I say, is spoken by Southern white people. Minus the fact that there was a TV show that just recently came out with John Stamos called Grandfathered. But the way they used that term was basically saying that, okay, he actually just found out he had a son, which he didn't realize he had a son until recently. And then not only did he have a son, his son actually has a child. So he was instantly grandfathered, basically, because he was not a grandfather before. So that kind of, like, I think made light of the whole word itself because now they're trying to use it in a way that it should be used, you know. But when we use that term, it irritates the hell out of me to hear it because it's like, how could y'all say stuff like that, especially around black people, you know, if you know where it comes from? Because my thing is, if you're saying it, you know where it comes from. You do.
Well, I think a lot of people use that word because it's not a derogatory term to use grandfather. So using the word grandfather, people just use the word grandfathered in because of some people, grandfather to them is a special word. And when you're grandfathered into something, people feel that, you know, it's a good thing. It's a positive word and not a negative word because grandfather, but I understand where the word has come from. But some people use it because, just like myself, my grandfather was like my idol as far as when it comes to men. So for me to say somebody is grandfathered into something, it's because I feel that they know what they're doing. They have been doing it for a while, and they're good at what they do. And they, you know, I don't take it as a derogatory term, but I understand where it's from, and it can be used as derogatory, but I don't see it that way.
It's just one of those button pushes to me, just because of the history of it. It's kind of like the N-word for me, almost, because it's like, even though it was still, when it was said, it was just what they were just describing what they were doing and why, but it's just still the fact of why they started using that term. You're grandfathered in because of your grandfather, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like,
Well, I think it sounds better when you, when it saves you money. Say your car was your car is a classic, and it's been grandfathered in so it doesn't have to pass emissions every year because it's been, you know, it's so old, it's been grandfathered in. So that sounds good to me because it saves me money instead of having to get the smog emission test done every year. You know what I'm saying? So grandfathered in, you know, like in certain terms, is a good thing, like as far as, you know, with your rental history, you know, living at a property for so long and, you know, some rules may not apply to you and it may be beneficial to you because you've been grandfathered in. So, no, I don't take it automatically as something negative. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I understand that. That's why I said to begin with how people generally are using the term today. But to me, it's just always just takes me back to where that word comes from when I hear it. That's where it gets me. It's just the fact of knowing where it came from. And it's not, again, to me, it's like I guess I don't feel disrespected by it for the most part because I don't believe that people are trying to generally use it as a disrespectful term. But it's just the fact of where that word comes from that just really just, it's one of those words that I just don't like, you know? I just don't know because it's because of the history on it. Now, the N word, of course, it comes not only with, you know, just the fact of where it came from, but when people use it in a derogatory way, it's like that's what they're intending, their intention is to be negative and disrespectful. So it has more of that impact than be like, yeah, you just should not say that. But grandfather, I won't say that you just shouldn't say it or do whatever or whatever, because it's like it's not one of those words that truly I think has just that negative meaning, but it's just the fact of when they started using it for me and why they were using it that makes it such a word that I just don't like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, yeah, I could do without hearing it. I really can. But some people just say it, and in case y'all just didn't know, yes, I just heard it recently used at while I was at work. And I'm like, people still say that word for real like that? Like, oh, goodness. Oh, God.
How dare they? How
you know,
dare they?
I'll really still just say that word for real. Like, it's just, oh, yeah, you've been grandfathered in. Like, oh, girl, shut up. Kind of, you know, it's just one of those words. It hits a button every freaking time.
Oh.
Yeah, and now, and moving on along the line, child, in a similar sort of way, child, now, I was on Facebook, and I read a story that one of my nieces actually posted. She's actually had one of her first face-to-face racial encounters, and she kind of, like, was a bit baffled by how it happened because, you know, my niece, she's one of those people. She's, I'm going to say she's an outspoken young lady when it comes down to it. She doesn't hold her tongue because, you know, she's my niece. Of course, you know, that's my family. That's how we are. So, but she's not a disrespectful person. You know, she's not a disrespectful person. So if you basically bring something to her, she will let you have it if she feel like she needs to, but, you know, she's not a disrespectful person. And she basically said that she encountered this lady that called her a porch monkey. Speaking of words, you know, speaking of words. And so my niece basically said that, you know what, she didn't say anything. She didn't call her any disrespectful names because that's not how she was raised, and she wasn't. But, you know, if she would have listened to anything that her parents or her uncles and aunts would have been saying, yeah, then she would have picked up on a few things, you know, to say back. But, you know what I'm saying? She did. But what she did say is that she just turned towards the woman and started walking towards her very quickly. And the woman basically just looked at her face and just like, oh, my God, let me get my ass in my car and get out of here. She said she damn near wrecked when she was trying to leave. So I'm like, well, yeah.
Wow.
You can read a beat down coming, honey. Yes, you can.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So I'm like, yes, the porch monkey thing, child, racism definitely still exists. And so when you start hearing these kind of words, child, it's like, yeah. Some things are just, and it's funny to me when you hear these younger generations saying these words that were said way back in those days, because it's like it still tells me that people are still teaching you this kind of stuff, you know? You are still learning about this kind of, you know, ignorance and hate to say these certain things. And it's like, why do people feel the need to teach this kind of foolishness? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It baffles me. It does. It really does.
Well, how
would y'all handle modern-day racism being called a porch monkey in today's day and age?
Well, I was called a nigger. So I wasn't called no porch monkey, but, yeah.
Oh,
so,
right up the N-word, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, fucking nigger. Yeah, you fucking nigger. Yeah.
Oh.
So I turned around and I was like, if somebody... Right, that makes it so much better. So I was looking around to see if anybody was behind me because I couldn't believe they were talking to me. So, and this is at a particular gay bar in Midtown, Overparking spot, yep, that I had seen before them, way before them, and I assumed that when they were coming down the hill, they saw it, And they were like, that's fucked up, you know. So I took my time, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know what was going on. I took my time, got myself together, you know, had a peppermint, had a sip of my drink, checked my makeup, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And put on some good smelling stuff, some, you know, some smell good. And I get out of the car, and this gang of bitches waiting for me. You fucking nigga. But I looked around, and I was like, they can't be talking to me.
Yeah.
I was
like,
right.
Oh, yeah, they must be talking to somebody else.
Right. So, of course, it was four of them and one of me, so I just politely walked my ass onto the club, and that was that, and then I left not too long after that because I was kind of like dumbfounded. I was like, okay, this is a gay bar, and there's gay racists.
Mm.
Makes no fucking sense to me, so I'm going to go fucking home.
Okay, gay
racists. Yeah, I mean, such an oxymoron. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go home, and I'm not going to come back to this place for a good while.
Right.
I was too outdone.
And for me, I know modern-day racism still exists because the Klan was walking on one of the busiest streets in New Orleans with their hoods and their capes on. So that's when you know, it ain't died and they ain't gone nowhere. Racism is still alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come out full gear in the middle of the daytime, right on St. Charles, then at Lee Circle, and anybody that knows New Orleans out there, you know Lee Circle is one of the monumental places in New Orleans. And to do that, then, you know, they don't care, and they, you know, pretty much alive and well and still doing their thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. And the sad thing is what always really, 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 truly stuck out to me with the Klan is for the say that they are so, quote-unquote, bold. But why do you feel the need to wear a mask if you are that bold in your beliefs?
Exactly. And also, in Jackson, Mississippi, my sister just called me. It's not in Jackson. It's in another part of Mississippi. Elementary school has just segregated. I'm sorry. It was a black school and a white school, and that's what they had in their county. Well, as of next school year, they'll be able to merge together.
Weird.
Well, but you know, in
really
Mississippi,
weird.
Now, Mississippi was truly the last state to actually officially abolish slavery, which was in, 95, I think it was?
That was in the 90s, yeah.
Yes, and I think when I heard about it on the news, if I might be off by a year or two, but yeah, in the 90s, they finally officially abolished slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't surprise me that, you know, they're still doing all of that, you know, rites of passage, I guess, considering also I just saw on Facebook posted, I think it was posted by you, Miss Kiki, or at least commented by you, that there was a black young teen, preteen actually, 12-year-old girl who was at a camp and was basically attempted lynched by three white students. That's what they were described as, three white students.
Yes.
Mm.
It wasn't listed as three white thugs or three white attempted murderers. No, they're three white students who attempted to. So I'm like, okay, yeah, it's definitely alive and it's definitely kicking. And at the same time, it's just like, again, but my thing is if you truly are bold in your beliefs, child, now I'm like, I've heard of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and either Jesse Jackson and even Dr. Reverend, what's his name? The one with the perm.
Sharpton.
Al Sharpton, yes. Reverend Al Sharpton, yes. Now, as much as they believe in what they believe in, honey, I've never seen them ever have to put a mask on to really be able to say it.
Mm.
Two of them has lost their lives behind their beliefs, true enough. But that's bold. When you are in the face of what you're going through and you stand up to it face front, you know, there and present, that's what bold is. When you got a mask on to hide what you're talking about, but you want to be talking all kind of smack, that's like yelling across the doggone room at somebody, but you hide behind a wall. You're talking all kind of noise to people, but then you hiding behind the person that's in front of that person. It's like, yeah, you really ain't that bold. You're a coward to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the KKKs would stand for, coward, 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 okay?
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's always what it would stand for. And the reason why they spell it with a K is because they dumb as hell. That's why. They stupid. They didn't know that coward starts with a C. But, yeah. Anyhow, moving on along, child. Now, let's get into a little bit more of a racist conversation, child. Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
And also Miss Hillary Clinton, yes, child. There was something that was being said about Miss Hillary Clinton taking a stance against one of Donald Trump's big supporters. The people who are heading the NRA, the National Rifle Association, has apparently started backing Donald Trump because Donald Trump has basically started proposing some things as far as gun control. And, of course, Hillary spoke against, you know, the whole thing about guns and whatnot, saying that she would not, let me make sure I'm saying this right, okay, let me say, well, yeah, Hillary, she said, unlike Donald Trump, I will not pander to the gun lobby. Mm-hmm. She says that during a keynote speech at the Trayvon Martin Foundation's Circle of Mothers dinner. Hello. Mm-hmm. So people love to put Hillary Clinton in that whole thing about, you know what, she's not for black people, she's not for the this, she's not for the that. And you know what? I don't know this woman personally. I really, truly do not. But her and her husband, to me, as much as a racist that they may be in their private homes or whatever the case may be, I don't know. Everybody has their different views about what racism is when it comes from people. But my thing is like, if it's not all up in your face, then I'm not going to claim it until I see it, you know? Donald Trump, to me, just, you know, it just all kind of, like, oozes out of him almost to me. But, you know, other people want to act like they're blind to it. But with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, child, basically saying that, you know, they took a stance against gangs when Bill was running, and now people want to translate that to being against black people. I'm like, y'all are the ignorant asses that I just get, like, just make me want to just slap y'all, first of all. Because, see, A, when you talk about gangs, when you talk about thugs, when you talk about hoodlums, and you're talking about anybody who is along that lines, you ain't talking about me. You're not talking about me. You're not talking about the people that I associate with. You're not talking about most of the people in my family. Now, some of the people in my family, that applies to, because that's who they are. They are thugs, and they are part of that drug life, that whole gang life. And my thing is like, you know what? I'm not going to sit up there and talk bad about somebody that's trying to put a hold on that. Because to me, it shouldn't be. It should not exist. It's an unnecessary thing. But the fact of the matter is that black people are not the only people who are in gangs. Hispanic people are in gangs. These people are in gangs. Asian people are in gangs. White people are in gangs. Everybody are in gangs. You know, gangs are made up of all different types of people. So for y'all to try to automatically link gangs to black people, slap yourself. Yourself hard. You know, because that's the kind of stuff that gets me right there. But, yes, But getting back to this whole thing with Trump now, child, and actually being supported by the NRA. Now, I do remember that Mr. Wendell Pierce, if y'all don't remember who he is the one that played, I think he played his name, Wendell, on Waiting to Exhale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he was him. He also played in a few episodes, I believe, of The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of other stuff that you've seen him in. Plus, if you live in New Orleans, you would know he's also a New Orleans, I think, native also, because he lives there also. And
yes, he is.
Yes, ma'am. And he made a statement, you know, basically saying that, you know, if every black male between the ages of 18 to 49 were to go out and register for concealed weapons, the NRA will have tighter gun laws, rules, and regulations the very next day. So, that says a lot to me. That says a whole mouthful. What y'all think?
I disagree because I understand what he's saying when he goes there, because a lot of the guns that African Americans have on the streets, younger kids and stuff, is illegal. So he's saying if you all have illegal guns, then, you know, they'll change things. I disagree because they have too many back of the woods type people that's been having extensive amount of guns. There's states like Florida where they have double standards on their laws.
Exactly.
Of course, with the Trayvon Martin thing, with the Zimmerman. And the whole, I forgot her name, they shot a warning shot in the air, but she's in jail for 20 years.
Not Sandra. What's that woman? Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So, I mean, you have states like that, especially red states, that I don't think will, because obviously it's double standard now on law. And I actually heard this from an attorney that said, I'm hoping when we go into court, they don't give you the white law. I hope they give you the white law and not the black law. And I didn't get it. But what she was saying was there's double standards, regardless if your attorney finds the loopholes to help you. There's double standards on what you will be charged. And I don't think she meant it in the way of your judge going to be racist.
Yeah.
I think she meant it more of, are they going to give you a higher sentence or a lower sentence?
And that's based upon your race. That's racist.
I don't think she meant it by race. I just think she meant by previous cases that, you know, her black people probably got more time than her white clients.
And that's racist, girl.
I don't think she was saying it as.
It's a race. She was saying, basically, I hope they don't judge you like they judge the other black people versus how they judge the other white people. That's racist. However you spin it, however you look at it, she may not be racist, but she's saying that the system is. The system is racist.
So I think it's always be a double standard when it comes to gun laws.
Because the system is racist.
I don't know. I think it's the old system and it's the way it's been run.
Yes, racist. Girl, remember what this country was founded on? Racism. Laws they were founded on? Racism. All of that, child, because remember when the laws of this land was being created, child, black people were not considered people. We were considered property. So the laws were not created to protect us. That was the whole thing. So, therefore, it was not a racial issue when they made it because we were not considered a race of people. We were just property. So after slavery was abolished, you know, then officially we had to become just people now. So now, of course, that's when they started basically giving lighter sentences for this to happen or harsher sentences for those people because they're doing it. They're increasing things for those people that's doing this, but the people that was doing it before, oh, well, we'll just slap y'all on the hands. Y'all should know better, but, yeah, it's a racist thing. It's still, it is what it is, but anytime you differentiate any situation just based upon the color of somebody's skin, it's racist. It's racism. Because you don't have, I mean, it's like if everybody was on the same playing field, if everybody was treated equally, racism would not exist, period. Because there would be no differential as to why one person is getting harsher treatment than the other. Harsher treatments. It is what it is. And until the racist issues change, it's going to be that way, which is why your lawyer, whoever she is, said that, because it's a racist system. The judge applies by that racist system because if they're going to actually do that, then they're being racist because of that. If that's how they're going to give out their judgment based upon the fact, well, she's a black woman, let's give her the maximum sentence because she's a black woman. A white woman would not have even been in that damn courtroom. Anybody else other than a black woman would not have, well, even a black man might have been in that same situation she was. But anybody other than, most likely, would not have been in that situation. A Hispanic person might have been in the court, but they might not have even got such a harsher term, I'm thinking. But it's still. A white person would not have been in that courtroom in that situation. They would not have even gone to court. They would not have even been arrested because of the situation as it was. It did not warrant an arrest, but because she was a black woman and she was wielding a gun, they arrested her. And because she was a black woman wielding a gun and shot it in the air, they sentenced her to, what, 20-some years?
Mm-hmm.
All because she was a black woman. It's not because the law says that this is what has to happen for this particular crime, because she didn't commit a crime. She did not actually commit anything that was against the law. If you're shooting a warning shot at somebody that's attempting to come into your home to damage, what, do whatever they were looking to do, you're defending your home, your house, your people that's in that house. You have the right to defend yourself.
Well, what it was with her is that when they came towards her home, they hadn't come into her home. They were only on her property. And when you shoot a gun upward, as a warning shot, the bullet has to come down somewhere.
Yeah.
So that was a crime. Because when you shoot it in the air, when it comes down, it can kill someone.
Yeah, so it can. But again, in a situation of defending yourself, because the people, they were on her property. If you feel like your property or yourself is in danger, you should have that right to defend yourself. That's the way that the law is supposed to be set up to work. And again, white people would not have found themselves going to jail and going to court for that. Because, again, the laws were set up for them.
No, I think if they would have shot in the air, I think if they would have shot in the air like she did, they would have.
Still, no, they would not.
Shot in the air.
You know how many, girl? Let's be real for one moment. How many white people have you ever heard of even coming out wielding a shotgun shot and just shooting in a doggone forest because they hear somebody around their house saying that, don't y'all come in my, get off my property, get off or whatever. They shoot wherever they shoot.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference in Florida. If you point at your assailant coming towards you to threaten you, then and you shoot, and it misses that person, it doesn't hit anybody, that's fine. You targeted a person. But when you shoot in the air, a bullet has to come down. It can hit any innocent bystander. You have not chosen a person, but you can take an innocent bystander's life. And that's why she was convicted of 20 years. It wasn't that she was black.
Yes.
But, I mean, this is like just, I mean, it's so high. I'm sorry. it's so high because it's just based on an assumption or assuming that someone
exactly.
could have. You know, it's not just like someone did.
What did?
You know,
well,
it's different if somebody did.
A lot of people have died from falling bullets.
A lot of people have died from falling bullets. True enough. But there ain't nobody died from that. My thing is, if
you
pull it up in the air and it comes down wherever it comes down at, okay, if it hits somebody, then can you prove that that's her bullet? Yes, you can. Because why? When it comes down, that person most likely will be going to a hospital. They're going to be able to extract that bullet, and forensics can tell you what kind of bullet it came from. And if they actually showed up at this woman's house knowing that she did fire that bullet, they can actually link those two things together to say, okay, well, this bullet came from that gun. And the whole fact of the matter is that basically because that did not actually happen, then 9 out of 10, she didn't hit nobody. But it's because of the idea that it could have happened. And, again,
right.
if you shoot a rifle into a wood, you don't happen to you don't know if anybody happened to be walking by when it happened because they're in the woods.
It is on your property.
If it's on your property, again.
Then if anybody's walking through or anything, again, that's on your property. So you have that right. But when you shoot it in the air.
If you shoot it in the air, what's the radius of how far this bullet would actually come down? If you're shooting a gun straight up.
Well, a lady was killed in the French Quarter on New Year's one year because people were shooting in the air at the nearby project. Now, if you know the nearby project from the quarter is about maybe 2 miles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she was on birth. And the gun happened to hit her. She was walking, casually walking, going to her car, leaving the New Year's festival, and was hitting the top of her head and killed. Just dropped
wow.
dead, and none of her friends happened and found out the bullet had hit her in the top of her head. There was a 3-year-old that was actually playing outside and some guys shooting the gun 2 miles away and the bullet fell and hit him in the middle of his head and he died. So it's not that you are trying to hurt anyone, but shooting in the air, that bullet could come depending on wind factors, weather, all that. It factors where that bullet goes. And that bullet will kill someone.
If it hits someone.
Exactly. And you don't know. You're not intending to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just intended to blow off a shot. But that can hurt anyone. That can hurt an innocent
right.
child. So
right.
that's why you're.
But listen to all of
people went. I understand what you're saying, Roger. But people go ham and cheese behind that verdict. Of her against Zimmerman. I was one of them until I realized when the argument was, and the judge argument was, and Florida argument is, shoot it at your target. She didn't want to hurt nobody. She just wanted a warning shot. But when you shoot it up, it's not intentional by you, but it will hurt someone.
It could hurt someone.
I don't care if it could have, it couldn't.
And that's the thing. And but let's get into that, okay? But it still goes back to the fact of a charge and then the sentence and all that other kind of stuff too. Even giving the fact, okay, that yes, if she shot it up in the air, it can come down anywhere and hit anybody, okay.
That's their law.
Again, but this is what I'm saying. In any other situation of an accidental situation like that, because apparently, yes, she's not intending to hurt anybody. There's always that level of intent that's supposed to be a factor as to what you're sentencing somebody for. If you're going to basically point a gun and shoot somebody in cold blood, you can get 20 years to life for that because you intentionally shot this person to kill them. But if you basically trying to defend yourself from people to actually hurting you and you don't try to shoot and kill them, you don't try to, you're trying to give a warning shot, but that bullet comes down and happens to hit somebody else, that's not an intentional murder. And a lot of times a person might even get manslaughter at the most for doing something like that. But this woman got
killed
for life.
Well, it depends on your gun laws.